Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Every now and then I see a would you rather question that makes me go, oh, that is messed up. And I'm going to use it for the question of the day because that's a tough one. And I saw this the other day and I went, oh man, it's would you rather cheat on your significant other or snitch on your friends? It was written differently when I saw it. It was like, would you rather cheat on your man or snitch on your homegirls? And I thought, neither. Neither. I'm not doing either. But if you have to pick, it's would you rather. That's part of the game. So, you know, obviously, everybody can date whoever they want, and I don't care who your friends are. So would you rather cheat on your significant other or snitch on your friends? It's a would you rather, so you have to pick, you guys. 414-533-1037. I know this is really, really messed up. In fact, this question makes me feel dirty inside. I'm not going to lie. Okay. But this is would you rather is a tough one. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning, love. It's OG.
Oh, it's my girl, OG Lori. You know what? Let me get your theme song. Give me a minute. Here we go. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
All right, Lori. So this is a messed up question of the day, but would you rather cheat on your significant other or snitch on your friends? You have to pick. You have to. Pretend
you know
you're in a relationship.
This is an easy choice for me.
Really?
I would cheat. If you do it right, nobody will ever find out. But you know what? My girl's got my back. I got their back. I'm done.
Yes, you could cheat. No one would know. But if you snitch, they'd probably know. I see what you're saying. You could actually get away with it, maybe, which is even worse that we're thinking like this. But okay.
You know, and I don't condone it, but if I had to pick one or the other...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No way I'm turning on my girl.
Lori, you've been with your boo forever. I know you're not cheating on him, I don't think. But my point is, I agree with you. You have to pick here. You have to either cheat or you're betraying somebody in this scenario, which is why it's so messed up. But, you know. All right, thanks for calling. Love ya.
Love you, too. Have a good day.
Bye, you too. Bye. I'm going to pull up some texts, but I'll take one more call. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Mike from Racine.
Oh, Mike and Racine, day 4. Look at you. Okay, this is a really messed up question. That's why I used it on a Friday.
I agree. It hit me, and I was like, of course, neither.
Neither.
And then I was like...
You got to pick?
Well, it depends on the severity.
Okay.
Like, what's... And then I was like, okay, if I have to pick, I'm cheating.
So you're doing what Lori did. You're cheating too. Nobody's snitching on their friends. I'm actually quite proud of you guys for being so loyal to your friends. I'm not going to lie. Because at the end of the day, friends end up being there longer anyway.
Yeah, I'm not stitching on my boys. No way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike. You know what? I appreciate it. You and Lori have both now said that you guys would cheat before you would snitch on your friends. All right, we're going to take more calls. Appreciate you, Mike. Talk to you on Monday for day 5, okay?
Yes. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, 414-533-1037. I see the phones are going crazy. I can't wait to talk to you guys. And, of course, read all of your texts. Brenda and Milwaukee said snitching presumes the guilt is on someone else. Cheating questions my own character. Oh, you just made it. It just got real deep, Brenda. You just got real deep. Okay, now I got to think about what you said. Somebody said snitching 100%. Carl and Indy said, I would cheat to get more girls on my lineup. Damn it, Carl. Stop it. Okay. You are out of your mind. Okay. Brenda really got me thinking there. I hadn't really thought about it like that, but she's right. Honestly, snitching presumes guilt is on somebody else and cheating is your own character. Okay. All right. I love it.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, I admit it's messed up, but it's Friday, so let's have some fun, okay? I want to see how nasty you guys can get. Matt's in Milwaukee. Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I feel like I'm a little messed up this morning for asking this question, but here we are. Okay, so it's a would you rather. It's would you rather cheat on your significant other or snitch on your friends, and you have to pick one, okay? You have to, Matt. So what are you doing?
I have no problem picking one, honestly.
Oh.
I've had more friends in and out of my life than significant others.
Oh.
And if it comes down to cheating on the person that my family and my kids love and trust and respect, I'm not going to do that.
You know, it's really interesting what you just said, Matt. You said you've had more friends come in and out than significant others. I'd flip that. And I'm the opposite, right? I have more significant others come in and out than friends. And my friends have been the constant in my life. So there is something to what you're saying. You really have to think about, you know, your life and who's important to you. And who, because you know what? Significant others are your friends if you're doing it right.
Yeah, if you're doing it right. My girlfriend's my best friend, in my opinion. So.
And she should be, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, why would I want to, I don't want to hurt my best friend or my significant other, so I win.
Oh, look at you all in love. Okay, Matt, fine. You would get rid of your friends. You'd stitch on the friends, okay? You're going the other way.
I'm not
going
to put him away for murder, but I'll figure it out.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Don't get crazy now. All right, Matt. Thanks for calling. You have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye. All right. Next up, he called 5 days in a row. He got his own theme song, and we haven't heard from him in a minute. Let me get over here to Nick in Waukesha. Hold on here. Where is he? Hi, Nick.
Hey, girl.
Hey! So, Nick, this is a really messed up question, but I'm into it. Would you rather cheat on your significant other or snitch on your friends? And it's a would you rather, so you have to pick. You have to pick.
Well, fair enough, but, you know, I've been single for a very long time, so I want to say I'm, you know, the expression bros before, you know, but...
you can say misters before sisters. That's a nicer way to say it.
There you go. That's what we're going to say then.
Okay, misters before sisters, and I gotcha. Go on.
So I've had so many problems with, trying to find the right one and everything like that. It's just been difficult. So I would have to say I'd have to take my friends over anybody anyway.
Yeah, you do the cheating because it is interesting. Did you hear that text I read where Brenda said snitching presumes the guilt on someone else, but cheating questions your own character? I thought that was an interesting text. How, you know, you could totally spin it that way. Lisa,
I've always been cheated on, so it always works.
You're the one. See, I can relate. Okay. Listen, let me read. Lisa in Germantown said, I don't have friends, so I would snitch. Lisa, stop it. All right, Nick. I'm going to go to the next person. Thanks for calling, okay?
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
He'll be back soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Nick's in Mayville. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. He's ready to go. Nick, you already know what you're doing. Give it to me. What?
I'm snitching. So I, I took a vow with my wife. I didn't take a vow with my friend.
Ooh.
You know, and, you know, like, if my friends are, you know, let's just say they're cheating or something like that, they're probably not somebody that I morally want to be friends with anyway, you know?
True. Well, Carrie in Kenosha said, I'm snitching. My friends will get over it. Ain't nobody got time for cheating. I don't think anybody would get over it. I don't think either side would be happy with this. I don't think my friends would get... If you snitch on your friends, they're not getting over it. Come on.
Well, my friends didn't destroy their body to push out three babies, you know what I mean? So...
Well, your best friend did not give birth to your children. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. You're sticking with the right one on this. All right, Nick and Mayville, thanks for calling, okay?
All right.
Have a good day. Bye. So the question of the day is really messed up. Saucy says, I'm snitching on the text line. I could see it already. All right, last but not least, another regular who called 5 days in a row. Kelly in Sussex. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, all these dudes, you heard what they said. Which way are you going? You going to cheat or are you going to snitch on your girls? Be careful because I'm one of your girls.
I know. Don't be mad at me. I'm going to snitch.
Goodbye.
Because.
You know what? Screw you, Kelly. Are you out of your mind right now? You're going to tell on me? Forget you. I'm not doing anything illegal around you ever again. That's it. What? What, Kelly? What?
Because friends will forgive you over time. You cannot come back from cheating on someone.
Have you ever met me, Kelly? You ever met a grudge holder? Are you kidding me? You're like, friends will come back. I think you guys are wrong. I think they both screw people over. I don't think either one works for anybody. Ryan from Alabama texted in and said he agrees with Matt. Of course. So it's like if you're married, most people are going, well, I'm sticking, you know, I'm screwing my friends. But Kelly, you're single and you're still screwing your friends.
Yeah, you told me to pick one.
What the hell?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ, you ready for today's problem? She's been lying about what she does for a living to the guys she's dating.
Yeah, the voice lady's right. I might make it worse today. What's up?
You guys can always call or text and chime in at 414-533-1037. All right, she says, DZ, I've been single since my divorce 6 years ago. No kids. When I was married, he was the breadwinner and I stayed at home. Once I realized we were headed for divorce, I decided to get my finances in order so I could provide for myself once we split. Now, I've been dating for a couple of years, and no matter who I date, I lie about what I do. Every man puts so much emphasis on asking what I do for a living, and I'm a little embarrassed. I work 3 jobs, and all of the men I meet have been at their jobs for years or are very successful and accomplished, whether they're a lawyer or a plumber. They have years of work built up, a 401k, etc. My friends who chose to work in their 20s and not stay at home seem to be miles ahead of me with their career. And I'm over here feeling like I'm not good enough because I don't really have a career. So I tell them things like I'm a nurse or I'm a teacher or I'm an executive or I'm an executive assistant when really I just answer phones a few days a week for an insurance company.
No, that's not an executive assistant.
I'm starting to really like someone, but I've been lying to him too. What should I do?
Oh, man.
Yikes. Now this guy thinks you have a different job. I mean, already this would be a clip. I would be so done with you.
This guy thinks you're a dang pilot for Southwest Airlines, and he's wondering when you're going to fly him to Barbados or something, and that's never going
to
happen.
He thinks you're somebody else. Stop. Why are you pretending to be some? They're pretending to be somebody else. It's
just
not healthy.
This man needs nurse practitioner treatment at home, and you're not a nurse practitioner. Just wait. Just wait.
You know, I feel like I meet a lot of guys, DZ, and some of them are very successful, and some are just, you know, living life with a job. But I don't care as long as I like them and they have a job. As long as you work, who the hell cares? Yeah. I don't know what, that's the thing, you know? I understand wanting to have things in common, and if you're passionate and ambitious about your job, you want to have that connection, right? But lying
but then
is
there's
so
also
bad.
There's wanting to, like, keep up, and then there's compulsively lying to make yourself look better.
Ah.
And then there's just compulsively lying.
True.
Like, there is a few different steps to this, man, but right now I think she's being a little hard on herself.
Mm.
She didn't work for a long time because her work was taking care of the household.
Yeah.
Right? She agreed to be a stay-at-home wife. Well, with no kids, that changes the game because I know most people, myself included, are going to say, you could have been doing a little bit more. And that doesn't mean you had to work. You had to have a job.
She might have thought they were going to have kids and whatever. And, sure. You know, but they did not. Yeah.
Until they did or didn't, they don't have them babies, right? So she has to approach life with the same energy that she was given just the last few years when she was married. So you have to stand on business and be proud of what you had done, or else nobody's going to look at you the same way, right? You can't be, you can't be like, what's the word? You can't be remorseful about the life you lived and then try to live a life of lie and pride.
Oh, that is so on point what you just said. Yes, DZ.
You feel me?
Yes, you feel me? I do. I love that. It's so true. Like you're
because she was at one point.
This is who you are.
Really
accept
animated
it.
And when you meet a guy, say what you were, who you were, and what you did. Mm-hmm. Stand 10 toes, rep your set, and say, I was a stay-at-home wife for a few years. My ex-husband did a lot of work. He took care of me. Now I'm getting myself together. I'm on the grind. I'm three jobs deep and getting my finances. You boss B. You think somebody's going to look at you differently because you have three jobs or because you have one career?
I would think you work hard if you have three jobs. I'd be like, damn.
Right. I would also wonder what you did to get yourself in the predicament to, you know, work three jobs.
True.
But that's the thing is, that's my mental thought. Mm-hmm. Now that's my bad. Now that's my quirk. Now I realize nobody can realistically work one job nowadays and truly
survive. Think about
this.
And if you are I'm the girl who, you know, is feeling self-conscious because I work three jobs and I don't feel like I'm as successful as all the men I meet now online. Like at the
Why
end of
comparing?
The day, you're projecting and you're already ruining it because you're now you're already feeling bad, like you said, and you're going to put that out there and the guy's not going to like you anyway because he's going to sense the insecurity and something, the confidence is off. Like eventually that wears off and that's unattractive instead of,
and
like you said, standing on business and being who you are.
Prove them qualities. Mm-hmm. Prove that you were a pilot. Prove that you were a teacher. Prove that you were a nurse. Nobody's been putting you in the position to be like, oh, prove it. Oh,
and
you are?
You know what? A career is kind of hot to me. It's not hot to everybody. Not everybody cares about that. Everybody has different priorities about what they want in a significant other. So
but
you're assuming he wants someone successful as well, right?
A career must be attractive to her as well because she feels like since she's lacking one, she's less attractive.
Oh,
that's why
she
she's
wants
lying
someone
about
to take care of her.
Done.
Oh, she wants. But oh, she needs to get off.
Well,
her
okay,
ass.
but that's not
you
even
think?
That she's thinking of it the wrong way. Then, if she's arguably going, oh, I'm going to tell these guys that I do all these things, so they're impressed and they'll swoop me off my feet. No, they might get intimidated by you going, dang, you a real boss. No, be real.
You know
and
what?
The real's going to come to you. She's
that
lying
part.
To herself. And she's also projecting and taking anonymity from the men that she's meeting and the friend that she has. Friend or friends, because she's not going, compared my friends that were in their 20s. Who cares?
Who cares?
That wasn't your mode. That wasn't your
mode. That wasn't your life.
That's not what you did. That's not what you did.
It's
you
got to so
stand on
true.
Business on yourself. You can't really be bothered by
this. This is about her, really. It's not about you're assuming
she
the
needs
guys,
to stop dating. You want my advice? She needs to stop dating.
Until
That's
she's confident in herself, because some guys actually are intimidated by careers and things like that. You know, not every 100%. Guy wants a woman that's more successful than them, and not every girl. Everybody's got their thing. Yeah.
She's projecting 1,000,000,000% of herself outwardly, and she thought she was ready to go, but she's not. She said she was getting her finances in order, and maybe she's on the way, but she's not in a place where she feels like she's in the right circles, maybe. Or she, right, like, and we're all waiting for a billionaire to come sweep us off my feet.
Totally.
Mine and my wife's. You know what I'm saying? Whoever comes
and
first.
And mine too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all waiting for a billionaire to come swoon us.
Where's my auntie-in-law suite?
Next to both mother-in-law suites.
All right, DZ.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So she wrote in and she wants to know what to do. She's been lying to the guys she's seeing about what she does for a living, DZ, because she was married in her 20s, no kids, but she stayed at home while he worked and now she feels behind. So she's working three jobs and she's lying to these guys because she doesn't feel accomplished. She's saying, oh, I'm an executive assistant, when she really just answers phones a couple days a week at an insurance company. She's telling him she's a nurse and a teacher and all these things.
Where is she meeting these guys that they don't know any of her friends?
Probably online.
Because like I'm like, didn't Janice say that you just were a stay-at-home wife for a few years? You don't gotta lie about what you did the last 20 years of your life, girl.
You
like,
really
you
don't.
Like,
you really don't.
Somebody's gonna bust you out, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know who's on the phone first this morning? Amanda.
Hey.
Amanda, good morning in Racine. Hey, all right. So DZ says this is about her, honestly. What do you think, Amanda? She's lying to the guy she's dating about what she does. She's embarrassed. She doesn't have a career in quotations. I'm saying it like
so,
that.
I think that you she needs say it like to be that. Realistic. Okay? So like for me, for example, yeah. Like I was a case manager. You have a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. But everybody would always say, oh, are you a social worker? That's a master's degree. I'm like, sure, why not? You can call me a social worker if you want.
Oh.
So be realistic.
Right. So you,
see, I can't say I'm a doctor, even though I have the handwriting. I can't say that because that's not realistic.
Well, I
can't
say
a white coat.
I can't say I'm a doctor either, but we counsel people every day, so hell, I'm a doctor, okay?
Look, I'm...
Dr. DZ's in the house.
I'm not saying I'm a psychologist, but ain't nobody said I wasn't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, I'll call you guys doctors. That's okay.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, don't you lie to these people.
Doctor of what, though? I mean, seriously.
Doctor of
none. Doctor of awesomeness.
So, Amanda, what are you saying? You're saying she should keep lying? Or what to this guy? I mean, seriously.
I mean, at least I wouldn't really be lying, but I mean, if they're going to say you're something and within the realm, then I say go for it.
All right,
Amanda's well, saying if y'all start talking about your job and they say, oh, you're an executive assistant to a high level marketing firm, and really. All you do is answer the phone at Sally Mae's.
No, hold the free car wash sign. That's what you do. And I actually appreciate those people because I was just at Tsunami.
There you go.
But you would literally be the one holding that sign, and you would be telling them you're in marketing. Like, that's the kind of thing you would be doing.
You're an executive marketing assistant.
Okay.
Executive marketing assistant.
That's what she's doing.
For a high-level sales firm. Yep, but she's a sign spinner, bro. That's exactly what she's...
And you're out there
according to Amanda.
On tax day, you're the statue. Statue of Liberty, and you're telling them, you know, you're a marketing director. Can you imagine?
Hey, that pays like $10 an hour.
We have Tony and Racine now going out there in his mascots doing that.
Oh, hell. You know what?
All I know is that Amanda just said, lie about it as long as you're not lying too big. Right. Don't say you're a doctor.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you back.
I love you. She is so funny, dude. She's
goofball.
Something else. All right, one more call. And he actually agrees with you today, DZ.
Bring him out.
Yo, good morning, Ali Deezy, to my boy Bryson Racine, Milwaukee Stand Up, it's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R, if you don't know now, you know, let's go.
Let's go.
Roger, man. Good morning. All right.
Man, I get to follow Amanda. Wow. Incredible.
Well, and you said your daughter loves Amanda. She's a big fan of Amanda. So I love how you guys are all fans of each other. Anyway, Roger, you agree with DZ because this girl is stressed out. She's been lying about what she does. Yep. She feels like she doesn't have a career, so she meets guys and she lies.
Who else is affected by this? Her. Only her.
Why is she lying? It's so stupid.
What else can I say? DZ said it all. Mm-hmm. He's on point today.
Yep.
All I can say is accept who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Go to the Meg Thee Stallion concert tomorrow and you'll figure it all out.
Honest to God, her lyrics do not lie. Her lyrics, I will leave that concert tomorrow feeling like I'm the baddest woman in the world. I will think I'm better than everyone when I leave there. And if you listen to Meg, you know what I'm talking about.
That's Roger's advice. Go to Meg Thee Stallion and then you go walk out just verified, girl, validated, vindicated, and confident.
Confident. You'll be like,
Your advice is better than mine, OG. Go to the Meg Thee Stallion.
I just had to follow up. It was hard, but I had to follow up with you, DZ.
You know what?
You win.
Dr. Roger, great job today. Great job. 6'7"? Jeez. 103.7 Kiss FM. That's tall.
I just bit right on the highway. What are you doing over there? 6'7"?
What am I talking about? I married a guy who was 6'6". I act like that's so tall. Look at how gigantic my children are because I'm 5'11". We're in long divorce now, but I act like 6'7" is so tall.
I mean, it is. It is.
It is, though.
Especially at 19 years old.
Yeah, seriously. Khan is the new star in Wisconsin, apparently, huh? The draft pick from, he went to Wisconsin Lutheran, and then he went to Duke. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know anything about this kid until he blew up recently and got drafted. Yeah. I'm like, oh. He was
Nobody
the,
does. Nobody somebody's... did. Only Hoopers really know about this guy like that, like, because he's been around a little bit. Khan Knupple.
They said that he was like the highest draft pick yet from the state of Wisconsin. Like, he was fourth because he left Duke early, I think, didn't he? Did he leave Duke early?
I know this is super sportsy, but this is the biggest draft class in a very long time with the most, like, freshmen declaring for the draft in there.
Really?
Like 19 cats, I want to say. 19 winning
are
the first
we gonna
round,
get to a point
like
wait are we gonna get to a point where they're not even going to college anymore? I mean, is that where we're headed?
No
the
that
NBA?
was a thing in the past. That's not really a thing anymore now. They gotta do at least like 1 year of college, I think.
That's so, how they so get them in the, that's how they get the money
on all these rules. Yeah, but the NCAA. NILs NCAA, like, that was part of the whole, you know, NIL deals, name and likeness deals. Mm-hmm. With mm-hmm. these college athletes, even some high school athletes, to be honest with you.
I'm sure we could find him.
We'd have to hit our sports station. I mean, he's getting hit up by everybody and their mama right now.
Let me get Tommy. You know what?
They were roommates. Oh, we're not listening.
I'm listening. Tommy!
I'm telling y'all right now. Allie thinks you're going to be able to just grab Khan Knupple and bring him on. And
He got fourth. Tommy, I need you.
He got drafted fourth next to Cooper Flagg, and I think it's amazing, but I don't think we're going to talk to him for a minute because the Hornets are keeping that man busy, and I guarantee you they're planning on actually bringing him into play.
DZ, Tommy's in here now from the sports station, the producer on the sports station. Hey, Tommy.
What up, T?
Let me turn on your mic. Good morning.
Good morning.
He has no idea.
Tommy, no idea.
You
no
heard
idea.
Me screaming.
Tommy, listen to this.
I did hear her screaming. I was just going to let DZ deal with it, but then she came and
I'm not there.
The
Tommy. I'm virtual.
Tommy?
You know, you got to be hands on. You got to be my guy hands on right now. Talk to her.
I need a guy, and Tommy's here. Tommy,
let me drink my coffee.
Yeah, hold on, DZ. Let me handle this. You work with Mason Crosby on the sports station.
I do.
Anyway, we need to get Khan on. How do I get this guy?
Khan Knupple?
Correct. Yes. I didn't want to say his last name because I've just learned about him.
Okay.
How do I get him on, and who do we know?
Mitch Thunder-Nellis is probably actually a better connection than Mason Crosby.
Wait, Mason Crosby can't even get this guy?
I mean, Mason Crosby is in Nashville.
Call him.
The non-sportsy one trying to make sports directions over here. I'm trying to tell you, we're not getting Khan on. Like, it's going to be difficult to happen.
Challenge
it's not
accepted.
Saying it's impossible, but
challenge
I doubt
accepted.
It. You want to talk to him like right
knows.
Now?
No, I
you
just want to
call him today.
Well, I mean, maybe Monday.
I would say that Mitch Nellis is a better man to go to because he was pretty adamant. He knew the parents of Khan or something.
So then we have an in. See.
And to talk to
so
dad.
The thing is though yeah the thing so, is now you're gonna have to contact Charlotte like now he's
the
all,
Charlotte Hornets
right because like, he's got to go through their PR
he's
department
go through
now
the
oh that's
exactly.
You found
we're gonna be able to talk to mom and dad maybe
thank
but
you Tommy
mm-hmm. I've been trying to tell you he's gonna be busy in Charlotte. That was the entire
I don't care
this sportsy
he went to Wisconsin Lutheran. He listened to Kiss growing up. There's no doubt in my mind. Come on, he will come here if we ask. Come on,
Allie, you better
come
you
on,
follow
Tommy.
Him on Instagram. How about
I
that
do?
Because if he sees it no
he's sliding to his DMs he's gonna
be like,
who's this old lady
be like hey I know Genuine and see if he knows who that is. See
he's
going to
just know who you
off.
Are. If
right.
he sees Allie Faith followed him on Instagram, he's going to go, wait, I know that name. If he grew up in a mill like that, he's a 19-year-old kid. Of course he listens to
this is him, correct?
Yeah.
All right,
that's
follow,
him.
Message.
Is this how Allie goes on all her first dates? Is this what's happening right now? Am I watching this in live time?
I'm sorry, I'm sliding into his DMs as we're talking.
Oh, okay.
Is there a chance? Is there a chance? I'm sliding in. Okay, I sent.
He's
Hi.
Too young for you.
Hi. We would love to have you on the radio. Is there a chance? ? Sent. Khan, get back to me.
All right.
Somebody might ask how much is the budget? I'm just saying.
There's
they might
no
ask
budget.
What the budget is like
zero.
That's what
the
I'm
budget
saying.
Is it's your hometown. Get in here and talk to us because we want to.
The budget
we
is we're
root
not
for you.
Charging you to be here. What?
So you guys are saying there's no chance to get the new draft pick?
I did not say that at all. I just said you're going to have to talk to the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah, now the ins you have over here aren't going to do much.
Fine.
Help.
Tommy, get out. Yeah, never mind. Right.
Thank
Love you.
You. Love you too,
Tommy,
guys.
From 105.7 The Fan, 1250 AM. Thank you, our sister station. I love having sports guys in the building. Mwah, chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
He hates me so much.
Chef's
He's walking
kiss.
Out rolling his eyes.
Sense.
Okay, well, the message has been sent. I am trying to get the NBA draft pick from Wisconsin Lutheran. And you know what? If he doesn't reply, fine. I'm going to have you call Alex Poole. We'll get her brother on.
Now we just want to talk to an NBA guy.
Now we just want Milwaukee NBA players, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, okay. We got some options. Milwaukee got a couple hoopers in the league, man. It's really cool.
No, we do. We do. But this is a cool story, and I saw that he was such a doing so well and leaving Duke. And so shout out to him. We'll see if he replies. Probably not. You never know.
I mean, the number four pick out of Milwaukee, that's a huge deal. This dude was a hooper, but he had the number one pick as his roommate.
He did? I didn't know that part. Wait, that's wild. Oh, okay. All right. You know what? Let's get into Am I the Jerk. You ready?
Yep.
Because I could go off about this guy forever. All right. Am I the Jerk? Let's go.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little unprepared. We have two Am I the Jerks. I'm going to make you pick. She wants to know, am I the jerk for leaving my husband, or am I the jerk for fighting with my ex over my kid's hairstyle? Mm. Pick one for today. We'll do the other one next week.
Hairstyle, because I've been thinking about haircuts.
Yeah. Same. You should see my kids. I got to get them to the barber. Got to get them to Mondo. Anyway.
Ditto. Mondo's out of town right now, though, so we got to wait till
next week. Shoot. All right.
When you bringing them, just come pick me
I'll
up.
I'll come pick you up on the way for sure, DZ. Okay. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for fighting with her ex over their kid's hairstyle. She says, good morning. My son is a huge fan of your morning show, and we listen to Am I the Jerk. So when this situation happened, he wanted me to send an email. Aww.
Say less, buddy.
All right. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. That's where you send these. She says, so here's the situation. My son likes to get a mohawk style haircut, not like the punk rock extreme ones, but one that's kind of popular for soccer players. My son is, then she says, my son is mixed. It's one of the few choices that I allow for him to make for himself, especially since he's often in the middle of co-parenting dynamics since his dad and I are divorced. The divorce has been tough on him, and this haircut is one of the small ways that he gets to feel like he's in control. He goes to his dad's, who has since remarried, every weekend. He goes there every other weekend. They always make a huge deal out of his hair. They try to force him to comb his hair over, which looks awkward and defeats the point. They also told him things like, if you don't comb over your hair, people will think you're not cared for, which to me seems unnecessary and hurtful. Most recently, he went to church with them. I am Buddhist, she says, and he reported they were visibly upset that his hair was freshly cut in the mohawk style. They forced him to comb it over despite him not wanting to, plus it looks weird. This is extremely frustrating to my son because it has taken us years to find a barber that he likes, who knows how to do a variety of hairstyles that acknowledge both sides of his identity, and even puts a design in his hair to make him feel cool. He loves the way it looks, and they're shaming him for expressing himself. I've made attempts to meet to speak about this matter, but the other party doesn't want to meet at all.
Yeah.
So am I the jerk for supporting my son's choice? Mm-hmm. My supporting my son's choice to rock a mohawk and pushing back against this. Okay, now you know how I get with Hudson's hair.
Yeah.
It looks crazy half the time when he doesn't take care of himself, and it makes me nuts. But that's about me. He doesn't care, okay? And that's what I want to make sure.
Nor do you make him care either.
No, I don't.
Right?
Whatever. Like, but I do say things like, you need to clean up and take care of yourself. I don't care how you want to have your hair, but you need to brush it. Because that's one of the, you know, I don't care what you do as long as you take care of yourself somewhat.
Somewhat.
So I deal with that. But at the same time, I also hear her projecting, that's the one way the kid gets controlled. That's the one way you get control.
That's the one way you get control.
So
you can throw a little something. I'm hearing the ribs at, you know, and the jabs.
As a divorced parent and got a co-parent, I hear both sides, right? I hear you wanting control through the hair, and I hear him wanting control through the hair, honestly. And you thinking, well, and the kid is expressing himself, which I love.
It's control over appearance. I went through this myself. You're talking to the kid that grew up, and until about fifth grade, I had to tuck my shirt in to go to school.
Ugh.
Right?
That's what your parents said?
until about sixth grade, when I started cutting my own hair, my dad just cut whatever he wanted for my head, which was usually a high and tight with no shape up.
Oh, man.
So my peoples know, like, I grew up under a lot of the same, you know, thought process, at least. Both of my parents were together. There wasn't a divorcee situation.
But you have to look
moment.
This way in order for people to think.
To be out in public, yeah. Right? Because I had to look nice and I had to be presentable and I had to do this. And to this day, my dad will see me and be like, when are you going to cut your hair? Oh, you got to trim
your
beard.
I think your hair looks great.
Man, I don't care what he thinks or what anybody else thinks either, bro.
Totally.
Like, usually when people start liking the hair is when I cut it, but my dad will every time, to this day, still say something, right?
Yeah.
My mom, she'll make a comment, but she won't really, like, tell me I got to cut it. My dad will flat out be like, hey, you got to cut it, man. Come on. So I feel this. I feel this so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all can't, oh, my goodness, y'all can't bring this child into it. Yes. I hate to say it, but yes, because you're using this child as a crutch. And I wasn't thinking about it until you said it, like, straight up, flat out, and that inspired the thought behind my experience.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm thinking too far into my
experience,
but yes, you're being the jerk.
You're on point, because you went through this. I think your experience is valid here, absolutely. Absolutely,
you know?
Yes.
Because at first it was like, well, you kind of just do what you got to do, you know, until your parents stop bugging you, you know, messing with you, forcing you to do things. Because that's what happened. When I started cutting my own hair, my parents stopped, you know, making me, you know, cut my hair a certain way. Or when I started asking for a lineup, they started letting me get lined up. And then my dad learned how to shape up. And it was a process, right? And I'm not saying that this isn't a process, but it sounds like you're invoking too much of the divorce into the kid's haircut.
Well, and I can relate to this. I mean, like I said, too, just with our kids and, you know, Hudson and all this and going back and forth. And you got to let these kids live a little. I don't know.
A little, for sure. But like you said, you'll tell Hudson, hey, you keep the hair whatever you want to do, but you got to at least tidy it up. We got to get them edges. Mm-hmm. We got to get you right. And mom's getting them right. She's making sure the shape up is good, that the sides are cleaned up.
Dude,
I've had the mohawk this kid has.
And the comb over, the comb over's a disaster.
That's sending me. Because I've seen the comb over.
You know what? The comb over's already irritating me. Now I'm saying is she's not the jerk just because they're making the guy comb over his hair and it probably looks ridiculous.
It's a tug of war over this baby's curls, man.
Jerk
I hate
or not
to say
the jerk? Say it. Say it, DZ.
Jerk. No, jerk. Jerk because they're both jerks.
It.
Not one is the other and one isn't the jerk. They're both jerks. Y'all got to just let this child enjoy his life, whether
saying,
it's for the mohawk.
She's saying he finally found a barber he likes. Now we need to talk to the kid.
At this point, we do need to talk to the kid,
all
not
right.
the parents.
Is she the jerk for supporting her son's choice to rock a mohawk and pushing back against her ex who says no mohawk?
Unfortunately, yes, because as parents, as co-parents, you got to be in agreeance together, and that there's a bigger conversation. You can't just agree with the child every
now,
single time.
After all that, I'm turning around. I'm saying not the jerk. She's advocating for her kid. I've changed my mind.
There you go.
There we go. I'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, DZ, so she wrote into the show. We didn't give her a name. Nobody texted one in. But she wants to know if she's the jerk for supporting her son's mohawk. She's divorced. And she said that every time her son, he finally found a barber he likes. But he goes to his dad's and they make him comb it over. And it looks weird. You get the picture. So now they're...
Haircut Harriet?
Haircut Harriet! Now we're talking. I like that. See?
Let's run with it. Haircut Harriet.
I am all over that one. We're going to start with one of our regulars. Everybody knows her.
She's different.
Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friends. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Okay. Is she the jerk, Saucy, for supporting her son's choice to rock a mohawk and pushing back?
She is totally not the jerk. Oh. And I was completely confused by DZ saying that she was the jerk.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
We are not extensions of our parents. We are individuals, and we should be able to express ourselves in the way that we're able to express ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
We don't need to do
Sauce.
Exactly what our parents want.
True that.
No, but
I'm all
under
like,
the...
wait a second. Maybe
Hold
I
on,
heard
Sauce.
The question wrong.
No, you
and
didn't.
That's why these things say she's a jerk, but No, you're wrong. She is not the jerk.
Basically, she thinks you're insane, DZ. Go, defend yourself.
Under our parents' guidance, though. Under our parents' guidance. Into a certain age, we still are under their tutelage. Mm-hmm. And though these parents are divorced and not together, the co-parenting still exists. And I don't think any parent's going to disagree when I say you should be in accordance as a co-parent with what's going on with your child. Not use them as a point of contention and disagreement when something's going on. I get it. But it's hair, and you're having a hair dilemma. A hair lemma.
Hair is very important to people.
This hair lemma is more than enough for you to say, okay, this is, we've clearly gone back and forth, right? Is the hair the issue? I hope not. It's more that the control over the child. So y'all need to be in accordance that this shouldn't be about control. This should be about expression, and it should be about letting him be him. Y'all need to have that conversation before you just up and let your child do what they would
but
like.
But Saucy, you do get the other side where I say it's a control thing for both sides, whether they realize it or not. I do think he probably loves it.
However, like I said, let the kid be the kid. He's really excited about the haircut. Super cool haircut, by the way. I'm sorry that the other parents doesn't agree. Myra came to me last night. She has the most beautiful red hair. And she goes, I want to dye my hair. Yeah. I think I'm going to dye it black. I'm like, and then I'm like, okay, let's look at it from a different angle. Okay.
See, but now you're trying to control her hair.
And that's what you want to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're going to let her do it, right?
Yeah. I'm going to let her do it. It makes me sad, but I'm going to let her do it.
Okay.
Most women would pay for her hair, and she wants to make it black. That's her decision. She's an individual.
She
is an individual, right? But when you have two adults that have to make decisions for a child and are in charge of taking care of this child, you got to be in agreement. At least in somewhat of an accord.
Y'all need to get on the same page, but y'all need to have conversations with each other saying, you know, hey, this is our kid. He wants that.
We're not looking for advice, Saucy. Is she the jerk or not? Not the jerk.
She said
not
the jerk.
Completely not the jerk.
All right, got it. Love you.
Love you, Saucy.
Happy Friday. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, love. Peace.
You and Saucy are totally going to fight later, aren't you?
I'll argue with Saucy all day about this one.
I love that so much. All right, next up, DZ. She's been trying for a year to get her own theme song. Janine is in West Dallas. Hi, Janine.
Good morning.
You did it. Today is officially the day. And guess what song she asked for?
What?
All my pretty girls walk
like this. Hit it. Vogue.
Hey, Janine, I love your pick. Janine, welcome. You're officially in the regulars club. You have your own theme song. You heard Saucy and DZ arguing. Jerk or not the jerk? What do you think, honestly?
Definitely not the jerk.
Dang it.
Nope. Everyone has a right to their own opinion and what they want to do with their bodies, their hair.
Yeah, well, did Quinn or his mom, somebody said, not the jerk. She paid for the hair. She can choose the style. Fact is, she's letting the kid have autonomy over his appearance is amazing. Most people don't get this experience until they are adults. And she said, from my 11-year-old Quinn, who gets to choose his own haircuts as well. So that was an 11-year-old chiming in there. Okay, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I can respect it for sure. I'm not disagreeing. I mean, y'all heard my story about my haircuts. It's just, I have a different stance on it, man.
Well, if you thought you were arguing with Saucy, wait till you hear the next caller. Janine, gotta go. We got another Saucy.
Love you.
She got her song, baby. Let's go. Day five.
Congratulations, Janine. We'll talk to you on Monday. All right.
Hey, two for two, not the jerk. I'm concerned. Come on now.
I don't know if you're ready for this. I feel like we got the heat today from all of the very wound up regulars that I loved to hear them go. You know who it is. It's Amelia.
Good morning. How
are
you guys doing?
Hey, Amelia, good morning, girl. All right, you heard everybody going off. Jerk or not the jerk over the hairstyle?
Okay. At first I said one side, but I'm going to have to change it because I was a single mom with my son at the time. So I'm going to say not the jerk. But I have to agree with you. These two are arguing, picking on something so dumb on the kid when, you know, that's just dumb. That's the way I look at it. Yep. And I'm going to say, my son's been going to the same barber for the past 10 years, and he would not go to anybody else. And, you know, shout out to my barber, Jay. You know, he's awesome. He's cool. And if I go to the barber and I'm quiet, he's asking what's wrong. Because if I stay quiet, he's like, no, there's something wrong. He loves me because I'm a chatterbox. But I did have a bad experience one time with my son when he went with his dad. They shaved him bald without talking to me. It was in the summer. So when I razor,
I would have a heart attack.
Hair. It grows back.
No. I saw my son. I went up to his hand. I go, you ever touch my son's hair? Again, I swear to God, I'm going to break your hand.
Oh my gosh.
She said, I'm going to break your hand.
And I'm going to shave your eyebrows. And ever since then. And my son is very picky with his hair. And I'm not going to lie, too. My daughter, she's dyed her hair. I let them express herself. Them dye their hair. Because the hair is everything to certain people.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. It's identity. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few things that we genuinely get to control. In a world where people got to wear uniforms and we usually have to act uniform, being able to express yourself through your hair, it's huge, for sure. But we got to remember, we're talking about children here that are extremely impressionable, and there has to be an agreement of parenting, or else that child's going to grow up with a duality that's going to say you can agree and disagree with whoever, whenever, and I'm not saying you've got to run the bag.
I feel like the dad's going out of line over a haircut. I have a nephew that's 1 year old, and he has like a little mohawk too.
But it's cute. You have to remember, there are people who are still the uppity, tight people that think you have to, that's not cool. I understand.
The uber conservatives.
I feel like DZ, and I understand that mohawks are in. They're not even They're not even unprofessional at this point. They look great. You know what I mean? Guys wear them all the time. It's not that big of a deal. I do not think you're going to be able to please this dad, is what I'm saying, unless the kid
The haircut.
The kid has to have the nerdiest haircut ever to please the dad and mom, is the way I feel about it. You know? The one he doesn't want.
Then the dad better get a nerdy haircut too as well.
You know what? He probably has the dorky one. That's probably the problem. He has the one the kid doesn't want.
The one thing is the missing factor is y'all know this mohawk is going to last for maybe 4 more months maximum, and then it's going to be on to the new haircut.
I don't think so. Because remember, DZ, look at Beso Pluma. His mohawk has been going for since he came out.
That's his thing, but hold on. He's right, but you know why DZ's right? Because if you have that kind of character where you're going to be sporting a mohawk, you're going to be switching your hair up a lot. I'm sorry. I'm with you, DZ. You're not going to be a regular. That guy does it because it's his thing, but if you
And I'm pretty sure Beso Pluma cut his hair too. So what, Emilia?
He did. Look, he's so cute. He looks so cute.
All right. Amelia.
It's a trend. It's a trend, and it's going to move. And then you're going to have to argue about something else. What?
And we will.
Let's make the big poofy hair 80s.
Amelia, now you went too far. Goodbye.
See, we knew we kept her on air too long. Amelia.
I hung up on her. She said we should go back to the big 80s. No, thank you.
She's wilding now. It's because she's short, so she wants to be taller.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but it was not the jerk. So this mom wanted to know she was the jerk for, you know, getting into it and defending her son over the haircut with her ex-husband. Not the jerk. Enjoy. Yeah. Tell the kid to enjoy his haircut because they're listening probably right now.
Create the division in your family. That's fine. Whatever.
It's easy.
Jokes.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Should I be embarrassed that I have to like have a spreadsheet?
A spreadsheet? We gotta start a new board. What's the word?
I'm making myself snort over here. I'm like, I can't keep these guys straight. Because you know when you're like in the talking stages and there's like 500? You don't because you're married. But you know what I'm saying.
I'm over here just agreeing.
When I opened up the DMs and I said, let's rebuild the roster and see if we can meet anyone here. Now I'm getting all confused by some of these dudes. I'm not going to lie.
And now it's summertime, though. So really, you do feel busy. Like, you know, you could be out
Whatever.
Here. Kids are a little older. So you really feel like you could be out here.
I love
so
summer.
What's the word? Well, I feel like I've been missing a lot. Because think about it. Is this my first dumpster fire dating in a minute?
Since
it
yesterday.
Well, yesterday doesn't count. This is official.
This is an official one. You're right. I don't know if this is your first one. Is it? No, you came back for one, but I think you were still way out of it.
Oh, all loopy. So that doesn't count.
This is the first
one. That doesn't count. I don't remember
that. Okay. Well, so yesterday I told you how I went on a date with this new guy, and we found out that he is very good friends with my neighbors who have been my neighbors for like 8 years, and that weirded me out a little. So I didn't know what to do. I thought it was a little too close to home. They said he's an amazing guy, and I believe that. However, I heard nothing from him yesterday. So he texted me, you know, after the date, and then I never heard a thing. So I think that's
dried out.
Yeah, I think we're just going to be buds, which is fine. And I felt that too. I didn't feel the romantic energy necessary. I thought he was really cool. whatever.
A lot of people are really cool, though.
But now listen to what I got going on here. We got three dudes. No, that sounds horrible. Three dudes. Actually, I don't care.
Not at once.
I don't give a damn. I don't care. There's three dudes I'm talking to, right?
Okay.
And so let me tell you, and I'm going to tell you exactly about the three. One is a cop.
Nope. Out.
That's what I said. I go, you're a cop? And he goes, yeah. And I go, no, I don't date cops.
Yeah,
and he's like, why? And I'm like, I just don't.
Just no.
But I will say, we are aware that two cops got shot in Milwaukee last night, and one is in critical condition. So hoping for the best and thinking about them if you missed that, because I don't even want to make a joke. Obviously, I'm not going to make a cop joke when we have something going on in our community that
it's a line of danger
serious.
Thing. Like,
that's
it's not
thing.
Like
you have
anti-cop.
To be prepared. You have to be prepared for someone in the military. You have to be prepared for someone who's a cop. You have to be prepared that something could happen to these
people. There's dangers of the job, and really, like, prayers to these two individuals that are currently in critical condition, because the outcome is tough, and who knows, right? Like, it's going to change the dynamic of the city for a little bit. I'll just be
for
honest with you, but
sure.
That's not what we're talking about, because now you got a brother in blue that's in your pocket too.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
So I got this cop, and I was like, I don't know. Then. And he's like in his 30s, and he's like, I've never dated an older woman. I go, I'm not that much older than you, my guy. This is not some
bro,
fetish.
You're acting like you can't say
30s.
Older like that, right?
Give me a break, my guy. Give me a break. So that made me laugh.
Yeah.
He was like, you look good. I'm like, it's not the point. I'm not that much. Dude, chill out. Okay.
Now he said, duh, stupid, because I'm not that much older than you.
Literally. So that was number one, okay? And then, so we moved over to Snapchat, and now I haven't heard from him in days, which is fine. And then
whatever.
I had this, the guy I'm calling Oak Creek guy. I don't know. This guy is so strange. He messages me. We became friends on Insta, and he'd message, and then he wouldn't. And he's so inconsistent, which is kind of like me, if I can be honest. And I can't figure this guy out. But if these guys aren't asking me out, I'm moving on to the next. Because I don't want to sit there and talk on Snapchat and Instagram. Like, I don't have time for that.
Oh, so you haven't even, like, had
messaging.
Any FaceTime. Genuine face, like, face-to-face time.
No.
Not to call FaceTime.
But I'm saying I'm not going to invest in talking to these dudes if they're not going to ask me to go out. You know, like, I'm already about to, both of these first two. But then I have, here's the good one.
What?
There's
another. There was only two. That's right.
There's three. So this is the third.
This is the third.
This is the one I've told nobody about, and I'm scared to even bring it up on the air. I'm like scared. I don't even know if I want to say anything. I told one person, my trainer, because she's Sarah, because she's not connected
to anybody.
You'd be spilling
tea. Yeah, you'd be spilling tea when you're working out too.
And I go, I kind of have a crush on somebody I met in the wild. And
you met him in the wild?
Mm-hmm.
What
goes,
wild, though? Like, what is wild defined?
I can't say, because then... This is why I didn't want to talk about it, because
I asked too many questions.
Nobody knows. Like, nobody knows. Like, I'm internalizing all of this. I met someone. I know.
You didn't meet him on an app, though.
Nope.
Can you answer that?
I
you didn't
did not.
Meet him? You
I met him
in the wild.
In the wild through friends. And he's single.
Through friends, too?
He's divorced. And I was like... So, okay, I'm not going to say how I met him, but I'm just going to say... I've been thinking about him a little bit since I met him, and I got a little crush going on.
You stupid smiley right now, and I got to call you out, because little big bro over here, like, you definitely smiley. Like, who is this cat?
Well, I sent him a friend request. He
on what?
He didn't, on social media, he didn't respond.
Snap.
Kill me now. That was like days. That was a long time ago.
Well, see, now my question just answered itself, because in my opinion, it is 2025.
Well,
right?
My trainer goes, maybe he doesn't get on social that much. I'm like, it's possible.
Fair. But it's 2025, and you said something that I disagree with, Allie, and I gotta call it out.
What?
You said, unless one of these dudes is about to ask me out, I'm not about to do none of that, whatever,
right? I'm not sitting there and talking to them for weeks on a message for what?
I hear you.
You're wasting my time.
Who's to say that in today's day and age, you can't be the one to ask them out?
Well,
Is there one, and now I know which one, that
crush.
Seems a little more interesting to you, that you would be more... forefront to ask out? That's my question. And I know who it is now. You don't even got to answer, because it's third buddy.
It's the crush. The crush I've got in the wild. So
I'm going to just call him Cutie with the Booty, and I don't even know if he got cheeks.
I'm like, the thing is, this is based on nothing but something I've created in my mind. This is what you have to understand.
Oh.
Like, we've met. I knew that he was single. I knew that he was divorced. He knows that I'm single.
But y'all ain't even talked.
We've talked.
Oh, you have talked.
Yeah, we've talked, but nothing, so then what are you nothing creating romantic in your head? That I want to date this guy. It's nothing more than the general hi, you know, meeting through other people.
Why are you giggling?
I'm telling you, dude.
Oh, you smitten.
I'm about to.
And I've never heard of this man.
Yeah, but I this is the problem. I shoot my shot and then nothing. This is why I'm like, oh, man.
What they say, shoot or shoot?
I'm telling you.
You're missing 100% of these shots right now, dog.
I missed him. He is, I guess. I don't know because he did not respond. So we'll see. I think I'm gonna go with the
they're not active on social, and if you have connections with them through people you know already, you already know that somebody has his contact info to where if you really wanted to holla, you could say, hey, message them for me and say, I want the digits. Is it cool if I get them? But you better treat this like a LinkedIn.
I am honestly, honest to God, like even though I sent him, you know, I tried to connect on social media, he hasn't responded. Kill me now. Oh my God. Even though he hasn't responded, I'm like, oh.
How long has it been?
Days.
How many days?
I don't know. I can't. Three? I don't remember what day I sent it. But I know everybody's going to be like, who is it? Who is it? And I swear I'm going to die on this hill. I'm going to die on this hill. I will tell no one unless I start dating this guy. Well, maybe I'll tell you when I get over the crush.
You better tell me at least. I mean, I ain't going dry snitch.
I'll tell you off the air. But let's next week. Well, actually, we won't be here next week because it's the 4th. Yeah. Maybe by next Thursday, I will do a dumpster fire and I'll tell you if he's responded.
Okay. Okay. I can receive that.
I don't know where else I would see him now. You see what I'm saying? Like, you meet someone through people, but do you really not connect? You know, where would I, if he doesn't respond on social, we're done.
Unless you start talking and plan other events or other excursions, you've got to wait.
We all know.
Right. Yeah. You've got to wait until the next time all of the crew or whatever is hanging out together again. Oh man, you could have met somebody at so many places, bro. You've been out. For all we know, you met somebody at Tsunami Car Wash.
Summerfest.
Just out and about grabbing dinner.
The gym.
We love Princeton Club.
With my friends. Where else have I been this week? I mean, I've been all over the place. All over the place. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm in a volleyball league. I mean, I could name all the things.
You could have met somebody at the volleyball league.
Yeah, like I've done so many things. Like I have been out and so that's all I'm going to say. I got a crush. And I don't know if it's going anywhere, but fine. Okay, that's all.
Oh, snap. I'm like, no, now you got my gears turning because I'm trying to figure out who this person is.
I know. Everybody probably is going to. All right, well, next week I'll tell you if he responded to me trying to connect. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay?
Say less.
All right. Thanks for listening, DZ.
Listening? I'm investigating. What you mean? I'm about to hit up our private investigator.
Lisa in West Dallas. She's calling right now. She's on it.
Listening. I've been gathering information, sucker.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Yepa, buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias. We love Friday, man. It's a good, well, yep. I know you're on a hamster wheel right now with your knee surgery, DZ. You're not really enjoying Friday like I am.
It doesn't feel like a Friday any day. Honestly, it feels like a Monday, Tuesday, whatever day of the week it is. But it's okay.
It's okay. You're getting better every day. You're getting better every day. Well, and it is Friday. And I found this list. This is really interesting. DZ, you're probably doing a lot more online shopping since you can't go out as much. I mean, I know you went to Target once, maybe more. But like,
I've been to Target twice.
Okay, fine. You went to Target twice. But if you need something, you're not afraid to online shop, are you?
I'm not. I like to, you know, handpick my items.
Yep,
but
same.
Being down for the count, yeah, I'm more receptive to the online shopping and the getting the ordering just delivered right to the crib, so I don't got to pop out or nothing. And yeah.
Well, they came out with the most popular online shopping sites in the United States, so I was dying to ask where everybody shops the most because you know what number one was.
Amazon.
Obviously, the top e-commerce site in the country. That's obvious to a lot of us, but they got some competition, but it's still double the online traffic from Amazon, from Walmart. So
really?
So that's, I guess, their biggest competitor. So Amazon's, I'm surprised Walmart is, their online game is so strong, aren't you?
Well, yes and no. I'll explain why Walmart's online game is so strong.
I don't picture the online crew going to...
It's not only Walmart products. The thing is, you can sign up as like a Walmart licensed quote unquote seller, basically.
Oh.
So you can sell your item. So the, yeah, they're like, pretty competitive because basically anybody can post their items for sale
on
Walmart like you can on Amazon and as an independent seller or whatever.
I've seen that where it's like, you know, but it's on Amazon, but it says Walmart weirdly.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, where do you go first? I guess that's my question. Where do you go first if you want to buy something online, DZ? Is it Amazon? Where do you go? Because they dominate 40% of the U.S. e-commerce market. 390 million people use it monthly. 390 Sheesh. Million people. So... It says they're even more popular with app users. Well, yeah, what people are actually going to Amazon.com.
I mean, back in the day, I guess. If I'm on a laptop, sure. Yeah.
eBay's the third. So it's Amazon, it's Walmart, and then eBay's the third. I'm actually surprised by that. It does 106 million monthly users still.
The fact that eBay is still like a top e-commerce site. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Baffles me a little bit.
I agree.
It's a bidding site. And now with apps like, you know, Ibotta or Whatnot and stuff like that, where you can now bid mm-hmm. on an app. I'm surprised eBay's still in the game, but good for them. That clearly means the OG yeah. way still works.
Although, it's got to be kids or old people. There's no in between because Hudson bought something off eBay the other day and I went, why are you buying something off eBay? And he goes, it's an old car I want. And I was like, really?
And kids probably don't even realize that they are using eBay.
No clue.
We understand what eBay is, mm-hmm. what eBay was. Now, yeah. now they're just saying, "Oh, it's like a purchasing site. It's like an Amazon. They don't know what it's like." You say Craigslist to a kid, they got no clue what it is. eBay mm-hmm. and Craigslist are kind of synonymous as far mm-hmm. as like the era they came up in. But eBay's still out here and rocking. Good mm-hmm. for them. Can I be real?
Yeah,
I thought Temu was going to be on the list.
Well, it is. You were right. It is. Ding, ding, ding.
Is Temu that next?
Comes in, is now the third. But see, now they're saying that's the third most popular commerce. Well, they can't. eBay and Temu can't be both third. One's got to be
tied?
Third.
They're tied for third. That
I don't
means
know.
Temu's on the way to outrank them. They're about to knock them off that third. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the most downloaded app in the country in 2024. So that was last year, but interesting about Temu. Okay, so wait, Target's coming in actually, and then Etsy. And Etsy's still out here. Look at that.
I'm proud of Etsy because it's for creators, by creators, and you know, for the artists that want to sell independent stuff. And even though now companies have really kind of taken it over and it's mm-hmm. no longer what it used to be. That's what happens.
Wait a second, DZ. I'm going to sound really... Talk to me like I'm five for a second, because this is why I'm getting confused. It has the most popular online shopping sites in the United States, and then it also has the most popular e-commerce apps. What's the difference? Do you see why I'm getting confused? I'm like, what's the difference? Do you know what the difference is? I don't know what the difference is. What does that mean?
Online shopping is more for the manufacturers. E-commerce is more where you can like buy, sell, trade.
Oh, like an Etsy.
Yeah.
eBay.
Or an eBay, you know, where it's like, I'll exchange this, or, you know, we can trade that. I got this Pokemon card, I'll trade you that Pokemon card. Like, mm-hmm. that's the e-commerce side of things, where market is more just you buy, exchange mm-hmm. funds for good service, whatever. E-commerce is like, you can either purchase, you can trade, you can sell your own stuff. Mm-hmm. It's more of a user-friendly endeavor, whereas the other pages are the Walmarts.
Yeah.
The Amazons, the ones that are huge conglomerates selling.
What's your go-to?
Not one-to-one.
Did you say what your go-to is or no?
I hate to say that Amazon tends to be the first place you check, but I fell into the Temu trap in 2025. Mm-hmm. I ain't downloaded with everybody in 24.
Oh, you did.
But when the tariff conversation started and everybody was like, man, forget buying this and I'm not buying there. I went, let's see what the prices are like in other places, because y'all are sitting there buying things for literal pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to find out. I want to know. So I ended up ordering like some jewelry cleaning kit and some like vibration machine, high frequency vibration machine, so you could drop your glasses, you could drop your
and it was
your jewelry,
all for $3.99, wasn't it?
I got a whole care package for $11, and we ordered like 15 things. So I was like, all right, okay, I can see it. You know, the quality is obviously different, but it's like ordering off of any website. You've got to check the balances. You've got to check the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look, and you got to assume that everything you buy isn't going to be gold. Everything that glitters isn't gold. So you got to, you know, order with an air of caution. But I could have ordered the same 15 things that we got, or however many things we got on Amazon, for probably double the price. So for me, I'm surprised Temu isn't really climbed up the ranks a little bit higher as like a number two.
Well, it's still in the top five, I guess, for the e-commerce sites. 414-533-1037. So that number works to call or text. You can text us, and we want to know, like, where are you guys doing your online shopping? Because I'm totally Amazon, and you know, and I'm thinking back even DZ the other day. I'll buy from anywhere. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Don't get me wrong. However,
I'll compare prices.
For sure. But I also, I mean, I don't know if you count this, but I'll also buy stuff online, like buying it online, then going to pick it up. Does that count? Like if I go to like Menards and I buy a bunch of mulch and then I go, you know, pick it up. Does that count as online? Because I'm going to the store to get it. I don't know if it counts as online.
It does, because you're not the one physically picking it out. And I'll tell you why it does count. Because you get to fit, especially with the mulch example, a lot of mulch, it sits outside. It gets all wet and moist and nasty. These people don't care what kind of mulch bags they're getting you. They're just going to throw you the 10 that you ordered and put them in a bag or put them in a basket, I mean.
Yeah.
You are physically going to go through probably 30 to pick the 10 that you actually want. They're not doing that.
Let me go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
It's Carrie. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Carrie.
I know you. Listen, Carrie is, she worked at my kid's school. She made us the Tetris. She's the one.
Big homie.
So, Carrie, you're perfect for this because you should be selling things online if you aren't by now. What's going on?
So, it's a toss-up between Etsy and Amazon for us.
Ah, those are the two that you go back and forth. Do you have any kind of moral dilemma shopping on Amazon? Because I don't. I know a lot of people like to buy local, but I go all over the place, you know?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Do I prefer local? Yeah. Local rarely has the immediate fix for what I need, though, and that's where the online shopping comes into play, because when you need vibrant orange shoelaces or something and you can't find them, guess who does?
Yeah.
Amazon.
Somebody said, I bought all my swimsuits on Shein for years.
Sheen.
Or whatever it's called. Some people call it Shine. No, it's Sheen. Is it Sheen?
It's Sheen. I've never been on Sheen myself.
Oh, I have. Trust me. I got 19 things for $4. It was great.
Oh,
it was just like Temu.
Bye.
All right. Carrie, love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you.
Bye.
Let us know when your Etsy's up and running, because she's going to make bank off of them tabletop Tetris.
Oh, my gosh. She has a 3D printer, and so she made us these tabletop Tetrises. I'll put them online. They're so cool. Oh, my gosh.
So cool.
So where are you guys shopping online? What is your go-to? 414-533-1037. Carl Lindy said, what about Wish? I've never been on Wish. What is Wish?
I used to love Wish was Temu before Temu was Temu. Wish is the OG. If you were there
like
for the
Wayfair?
Wish days, you a real world. Yes, like Wayfair, but way more Wish.
Way more Wish. Oh, I see. It is cheap. Oh, I see. Now I'm looking at it.
Pre-Temu. Yes, sir. I love me some Wish.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW.
birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we've been talking about the top sites to shop online because they had this list of the most shop sites in the United States. And no shock, Amazon was at the top, followed by Walmart, eBay, Target, Etsy. And we talked about Temu as well, making a big, you know, jump in 2024. Allie,
I hear
though,
more and more people on Temu, for real.
For real. Allie is in East Troy. Hi, Allie. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
So where are you shopping?
I normally shop on Etsy, or I'm also guilty of shopping on Shein.
Girl, don't Shein. No shame. I do, too.
Ain't no shame.
You're not
we
making
not
me feel bad
all.
For buying cheap stuff from another country. Miss me with that. I don't care. You can try that all you want. I will support local, and I will buy $4 tops over and over on Shein. Thank you very
do
much.
Do I prefer local? Do
yes.
I prefer hands-on?
But
yes. Do I also
do
acknowledge
it.
The fact that you cannot compete with $4
no.
t-shirts?
I don't give a damn. No, I don't care, dude. Send it.
Sell them on Etsy so I feel better. How about that?
That part. So I feel like I bought it from somebody who has a small business. That part. Yes, exactly.
That is what they're doing nowadays, which is crazy, man. But so, no, I support it.
Etsy's still getting a lot. I mean, this is the second one with Etsy right now is Allie.
Yeah.
What do you buy
back
on Etsy? What do you buy?
Mostly gifts for people, like
smart.
Handmade gifts.
Oh, like the map of
that's
Milwaukee
genius.
That you can put
yep.
up on a wall and things like
the
that.
The hand-woven coasters
cool
made
too.
From bamboo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
can
that's
I tell
genius.
You something? You know what? I know we're talking about shopping online, but we have to get going anyway. We're busy. I have to tell you this before we leave, DZ. And Allie, if you don't mind staying for a second, Allie.
Yeah, sure.
So I went to Ace Hardware the other day on the one in West Dallas. Well, there's probably more than one. On right by Goodwill off of Highway 100 in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I went into Ace, and I never go in there. I mean, I just rarely do. They have so many local Wisconsin gifts. I was like, what? I was like, that's amazing. So I just wanted to put that out there. I was like, I need to mention this on the air. When you're looking for local places to go, they had like Wisconsin puzzles. I was like, who knew I might be gift shopping at Ace Hardware of all places?
Hey, Walgreens. Depending on the Walgreens, Walgreens always does a really good job
shocked.
At throwing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Local stuff, like they'll have books and puzzles,
and
like there's a whole Bayview historical section in the Walgreens over by our house.
You know,
I'm like, what?
You know what they do in mine? They put the high school merch. They put
that too. Shout out the Bayview Wildcats,
Brookfield Central. I see your stuff all the time at Walgreens.
Man, you know
let
what?
Me tell you,
we do love shopping local.
Yes,
who are we talking about?
Mom,
who,
love you
who
guys.
Are we
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.